So the word winter goes back to water and goes back to wave. The word spring goes back to bring forth, you know, to produce, to spring forth. So you have wintertime. So you have wintertime and then you have spring, right? So the wintertime is the wave function. And for, in order for the woman to have a baby, the water has to break, right? The water has to break. In the ocean, the water breaks on the shore, right? And so when the water, the wave hits the shore, it lands. So the water or the wave function are all possibilities in Christ. The springtime is collapsing the wave function to birth in. So if you look at all the people in the whole world, they're all derivatives. They derive from Christ. Christ the firstborn. He's the pattern of all things, right? So when you look at a building, you see the body. When you look at an organization, you see the body. Christ, that every organization or every body or every ship has a head or a captain or a boss or a husband or a leader or a head. And the reason is Christ is the head of all things. He's the archetype. So all possibilities in Him, all the people in the world, all the different personalities, personalities, per the Son, person. Per Son, AL means like, it, information technology, E is spirit, personality. So the information technology, the wordcraft, by the Spirit, is giving you your personality. Everybody's different, but they come from, they derive from the same source. And everybody's going back to that same source. And when we see Him, we'll be like Him. So the sons of God all have the same attributes. The goats of the devil, they all have the same attributes. They're all just greedy and selfish. And it's all about me, 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 me. It's me. It's me. It's me too. It's all about me. It's me. Me too. Let's create a device. What kind of device? An Acme device. A-C-M-E. Acme. Sine wave me. The sin wave. Let's create some devices. God made man upright, but He sought out many devices, right? It's all the same. So the wave function in Christ collapses. Behold, whatever you look upon is what it collapses. You want a job doing engineering, you'll probably get it. You know, if you start early enough, you're going to get it. You want to do this, you got to focus, you got to collapse the wave function. That's why the snake, they said, look and live, John 3:14. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whosoever believes on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You got to look and live. Look at the snake nailed to the pole, and it had to be nailed to the pole. Why? Because the snake is the sin wave, and the sin wave has to be nailed to the pole. The sine wave, which is the wave function, has to be nailed to the pole. Otherwise, you stay in a perpetual state of a wave, nothing concrete. You're just out there floating on the ocean, the fickle. You're in the sin wave, up and down, going here, going there, running from house to house, speaking things they ought not. The woman has curves because she's the flesh side of Adam. She represents the flesh side. She represents the wave. That's why she has the baby and the womb. The the depths of the ocean. The womb is never full, the Bible says. That's why she runs from house to house, speaking things she ought not, until she gets saved. And then it still is a battle, but hopefully she gets right. But anyway, long story short, Eve has to level up. And all the events, are set up so Eve can level up, because she's looking for a husband. She's looking for a captain of a ship, you know. So Eve is looking for a husband, but most of the Gentiles, they're just looking for a baby. They're just looking for a check. They don't realize that it's important that they have a spiritual man in charge so that she can level up and get rid of her fickleness. But no woman's going to be happy with no man unless she runs to Jesus. And I had a preacher tell me that one time. He said, she's not going to be happy unless she's gets right with God. If she's right with God, then she won't run the streets. But if she's not right with God, she's going to run the streets. People think the grass is greener on the other side, and it never is. It never is. Never. Why do they say that? Because grass, spell it out, G-R-A-S-S. The grass is not greener on the other side. It's always, it's usually referring to somebody cheating on somebody, you know. They think it's going to be better pastures over there. But it's the same. Life is really simple. If you break it down to like I'm telling you, the winter time is the wave function. The springtime is collapsing the wave function, setting your focus on something, setting a path, you know? And so if you take the word path, it goes back to the word escort. E-S-C-O-R-T. And core T, it goes back to correct. So out correct. So God is walking with you. To walk the path is God walking with you, correcting you. But most people don't think they need correcting. They think they've already arrived. And they're so. And most time, we're so far from the truth. That's the issue. When you think you line up, you don't. Trip. But when you say, Lord, I don't line up, show me, then he shows you. That's why the preachers will tell you early on, you better stay in that word, because if you don't, you're gonna get messed up. And they know it, and they're telling the truth, because there's so many doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils, and he said, she said, and misinterpretations, and they don't keep the verses in the context. It's just ridiculous. And everybody you talk to, they think they have the answer when it don't even match the scripture, you know. They think they have the answer when it don't even line up with the truth. Because they don't use the Bible as their litmus test. If you don't use the Bible as your litmus test, you're not gonna be right. You're just not going to be right. The wave function, winter, wave, spring, the spring, fourth, birthing in the baby, focusing on that point and collapsing the wave function.